This is Audible.
I remember my father. A pious man. A courageous man. He had never wanted blood and death, but blood and death came for him anyway, as it seems to for all the God King's devoutest servants. Hewn from rock was my father, or so I had heard it said. Implacable and unyielding. But even rock can erode. Even rock can break against the persistent adversity of the elements. And so it was with him. All it took in the end was losing her, my mother. That's how it began, at the end.
Your gravestone. I hope you find it a fitting tribute, my love.
Malaya! Galeta! Gather here to the summit of the hill. Come to me.
Find your courage, sister.
Do you not weep for her? This place is so desolate.
I will weep, but not until what must be done is done. And she loved the Rustgrass Wilds, Malaya. A glinting ochre sea stretching for miles, slowly shimmering like captured fire. Her words. Honor them. Honor her. Harden your heart and show Sigmar your strength. Our father needs it now.
Come on, both of you. Stop dawdling. Here, I have driven the shaft deep. Sigmar will see it remains so. Place your right hand upon the hammerhead, Malaya.
Father!
Malaya, your hand, now!
I'm sorry, Father. I miss her.
We all do, daughter. Now, Galeta, place your left hand.
I am ready, Father. Speak the words.
Very well. Irena, my love.
God, King, Lord of Azir, hear us. We, your most devoted servants, beseech you. Protect the soul of Irena, and take her unto the storm, her heart the lightning, her voice the thunder. Her voice the thunder!
Malaya, speak the litany. Do not dishonor...
By the divine light of Malleus!
By the hammer, Galmaraz...
Upon the anvil of apotheosis. Let her be... Let her...
Father, it's all right.
Silence, Galeta. Let her be reborn. And if that is not to be her fate, let those she leaves behind take their rightful vengeance. For Sigmar, Azir Aeternum.
Azir Aeternum.
Those are Lord Arandin's warhorns. The Uthavarum knights, coming up the Sylvan Road.
And not just the knights or Arandin's retainers from Bronzehold, by the sound of it.
He has gathered the army, then. Sigmar is with us!
Even with the storm by his side, Arandin will want you to fight, Father.
He will want us to fight, Malaya.
And we will. The time for grief has passed.
I see the knights! There! You were right, sister.
It is the last ride of the Uthavarum. If this is the end, if this is freedom for all of the Iron Fastness, then we will see Kreath the Deceiver end with it. We must meet them on the road. The Stormcasts will not be far off. I already hear their war cries. Look to your armor, your weapons. Steel yourselves, daughters, and put sorrow from your hearts. Let them harden instead, and become as stone. Down the hillside, now!
My hand, the hammer.
My will, the shield.
What does Sigmar demand?
He demands vengeance!
He demands retribution!
Vengeance and retribution. And who are we to argue with the will of the God King? Hail, Lord Orandin!
The Imprecations of Demons by Nick Keim, performed by John Banks, Beth Chalmers, Richard Reed, and Fiona Skinner.
Welcome home, Allian. Though we are eternal, even Sigmar's chosen must drink. Fine weather for the Eidoneth. Now, after all these years, where is it? We were on the Sylvan Road, in sight of the city. It should be close. Yes. There. I see you, Mother. Oath of the Heldenhammer. I don't remember the iron fastness being this damp. I'm sorry, Mother. I should not complain. Rain is preferable to hellfire. Right where we left you. I'm surprised that Father has let your place of rest go to seed. Iron vine and rustweed around the hammer's haft. Your grave marker has become somewhat overgrown. Though I can remedy that easily enough. Azarine. There. That's better. The God King's gifts have their subtle as well as their obvious uses. I can see you properly now, Mother. Your hammer is as unyielding as the day Father drove it into the earth, and... Wait. What's this? Revealed by Azarite fire under the roots and branches... A Sanctus Malleus. I know this talisman. On one side, the twin-tailed comet, and on the other, Galmaraz. But why is it here, and not... That was fast. Do you have watchmen keeping vigil over the skies, sister? Your storm wardens have been extremely diligent. I must go, Mother. I'm sorry I cannot stay for longer. I'm sorry I've not been back before. I will try to rectify that for as long as I still remember. Rest well. And glory to Sigmar. Azir Etam.
Hiya! Heal! Heal, beast!
Sister! It has been a long time.
I wasn't certain you would come.
How can I not? Your message spoke of our father. You said he needed my help.
And he does. Most gravely. Climb aboard the carriage. There is some shelter at least. We have little time.
Will that ramshackle thing even hold up to passengers? It's lucky I'm not armored, sister.
It's that or you walk to town, Malaya.
I am Malian now.
Very well. I hope that is not all the God King has changed in you. Hiya! Lively now, beast!
How bad is it? Your letter mentioned he was dealing with some taint.
It's best you see it for yourself.
Does it defy description?
I will not speak of it.
Another like Orandin.
We approach the gates. Ho there, watchman! Open the gates! Open up for Sigmar's faithful!
Who goes there at this late hour?
Servants of Sigmar! The gate! Now, man!
Well, right you are, my lady. Right you are. Yeah, open the gate. All's well. Open the gate.
Move! Make way! Make way!
Oi!
Be careful, sister.
We do not want the citizens of Ingotspire cladding our wheels.
We must make haste. It's another 3 miles to the Crucible.
Then let us reach it without killing anyone.
I'm sorry, Millie. Malian. I don't think I'll ever get used to that.
It is like Orandin, isn't it?
Yes.
Sigma's blood. And Father cannot cleanse the taint alone?
He cannot.
You never used to be this taciturn. What are you not telling me, Galeda?
You have changed somewhat too, sister. Profoundly. I do not recognize the tearful girl I knew in the cloaked warrior, hardened by battle, that sits next to me.
I can still tell when you're avoiding something, Galeda. Why did I find your Sanctum Malleus wrapped around Mother's shrine?
I have not been there in a while.
It was overgrown with rustweed and ironvine.
The Sylvan Road, the outskirts of Ingotspire, they are not as safe or secure as they once were. The city has also changed in your absence. Father has changed.
Is this what you're keeping from me?
Look around you, sister. It is dark as sackcloth out here, and the rain is like ice, but I bet your eyes can see better than most.
I see decrepitude and hardship. Gods, sister, what has become of this place?
War. Sigmar's endless crusade. After the triumph over the Deceiver and his Arcanites. Well, let us say the peace we fought so hard for, sacrificed so much for, did not last. But look deeper. Tell me what else you notice.
The Stormcasts are gone.
Yes. We are without the protection of Azir's Chosen.
They left? I find
sent
that
sent away. By Father. After what happened. After... It took some time. A few months, but he grew sick of the sight of them. And steadily, as the war raged beyond our own borders and the need for the Lightning Born became greater elsewhere... Oh... There were so few of them anyway. Father dismissed the last. He said men can only truly be ruled by men. That we need governors and statesmen if humanity is to survive. To endure. The Stormcasts only know conquest. They forge swords, not governments. This is his city. His protectorate ever since Orandin. How can they refuse?
They could have refused.
Why would they refuse? There is no glory in keeping vigil over this ruin. Not when there are other lands to conquer. Other greater cities to raise to the realm of heavens. Why strive to prop up this ailing township when you can forge a better one? With sterner walls and thicker gates and taller towers. Honestly, sister, the lesser bastions of Sigmar's order. We are as resilient as leaves and as ephemeral as a fire's spark. Dust is all we are. Ingotspire just doesn't know it yet.
I cannot believe the God King would abandon the city.
He abandoned the realms, didn't he? Believe your eyes, if not my words.
This is wrong, sister. These were not the spires I fought for all those years ago.
Over 12 years. Do you remember it? You went by Malaya back then. It was the name of my sister.
I remember. Is it over? Blessed Azir, is it really over? Thank the God King.
Not yet, Malaya. While the dregs of the Arcanites still live, the peoples of the Iron Fastness will never truly be free.
But they are scattered, Galeda. Their monsters are all slain. A pyre of dead Trogoths and Bulgors high enough to obscure the sun. The beastkin flee for the woods and marshlands, look!
Yes, and it is a welcome sight. But we cannot rest until they are vanquished utterly. Every mutated wretch must be put to the sword. There! A war herd rallies. Come on! We must break it and see it cast to the wind. Eat blessed stone! Broken for Sigma!
Thangazir! The Beastkin are routed! The Uthafarum Knights will finish them!
No. Look, sister. Sigmar's storm comes.
Glory to Sigma!
By the God King? Father, we are victorious! The storm casts are here! Ivory and blue! The tempest unleashed! The Knights Excelsior!
It's Vesalius Ironshield. I know those armor markings.
Praise Azir, we have won!
Not yet, Malaya. Not until Kriath the Deceiver is put to death. I swore I would not rest. I swore to your mother.
Father, you are wounded.
Only a scratch. Must have slipped between my breastplates. The God King's protection still endures.
The wound needs binding. Here.
Do not fuss me, Malaya. I have more blood yet to bleed.
Not if you allow that to flow unbound, you won't. Now hold still.
All right, all right. Be swift. Need it be so tight? I am not of ancient Khemri.
You whine like a halfling robbed of its supper, Father.
As tender as your mother.
There. It's done. Now at least you won't bleed to death.
Look. Both of you. On Copper Tor. The Uthafarum Knights will run the last of the Arcanites to their deaths. Kriath will be amongst them. Father, we need not risk...
No, Galeda. I will see it done myself. Your mother demands it.
She would not want this. Vengeance first, then peace. It's why we fought so long for the Iron Fastness.
You're right. I'm sorry, Galeda. It has been a long war.
But we are at its end. You can lay down your hammer. As soon as we find Kriath.
We will kill him together then. We will avenge her. Then we'll know it's done. I see him, Father. Look there. The feathered skullcap he wears. The robes of myriad color skulking off. In the ruins of the old citadel, south of the Tor.
Yes, I see. Praise Sigma. What did I do to deserve two such dutiful daughters? You... honor your mother's name and her legacy. Now, we end this. Hurry, my daughters. Kriath must not escape. He dies this day!
Cultists, they are trying to enact a ritual.
Father! The ritual circle.
Is him.
Heed us, great conspirator. Kachanu to Zaniai.
He who chooses architect of hate.
Lend your will to our purpose. A breach between realms. Tasani Kucha Miai!
Pharaoh Moon, Master of Fortune!
Pierce the veil, O Lord of all change! Unto the Myriad, unto the Crystal Labyrinth! Seeker me to Zan Sunrai!
Changer of the ways, ever-shifting god!
His eyes, One blue and one pink. I can feel them pulling.
Do not look, Kaleida. Steel yourself with Sigma's claws.
Something is happening.
The ritual nears its zenith. I've seen enough.
I name you zealot and foul cultist.
Death to the interlope!
Death to the heretic. I name you witch and sorcerer.
I am the nine and the nine are
there. I smite thee, wretch.
More cultists!
With me, Malaya! We must protect Father! For Sigma! Death to the unclean!
Your lackeys cannot protect you! I name you servant of a fell lord! Of a rank changeling god! I name you Kreas the Deceiver! I name you murderer! For Irena!
Oh, she was a sweet thing. A sweet, sweet thing. I tasted her, Vaneth. I drank of her yolk and turned her flesh to my will. Oh, she begged for the touch of the Changer. Oh, such gift. She could have bestowed had you not tried to save her.
Your lies ring hollow. You are beaten, filth.
Oh, are you so sure of that, priest?
Sigma, protect us!
Unscathed! It's impossible!
Faith in Sigmar is my shield, you underling of a craven god. Your arcane dabbling has no power here. God King, gird our souls!
The cultists are all slain, Father!
Exilium demonicum, victor demonicum.
Exilium demonicum, victor demonicum. Exilium demonicum, victor demonicum!
your weakling god, I spit upon him!
By the divine light of Malleus, I denounce you! By Galmaras, I denounce you!
My will is greater, you cannot!
By the blessed anvil, I denounce you! Shrink, hell spawn! Retreat before the glory! Azir Aeternum!
You will be broken! The great Changer shall have his...
For Azir, I denounce you! For Sigma, I denounce you!
The flames, Kaleida! I see something coiling within!
Don't look, sister!
I denounce you! I despise your vile countenance! Burn! Burn in the light of Sigma's glory! By the blade! By the tempest! Begone, wretched thing! Get thee from my sight! For Sigma!
Father!
It's all right.
We have you, Father. Lean on us.
It's all right. Sigma is with us. He is with us.
Is it over?
Yes, Malaya. Yes, it is over. Thank the God King.
Faiths of man alloyed under one roof, all devoted to Sigmar. That was the dream of this place. The Crucible has changed, Galeda. It's an edifice to misery. Such darkness. A tower of dark walls and sharp edges, rising into storm-wracked grey. Even standing before it now, I don't remember it ever being this forbidding.
Everything has changed. Where there was once a place of worship, Father raised a fortress. An open door turned into an armored gate and a portcullis. After you... well, after you were taken, he had little room left in his heart for faith. Something cold took its place. I thought it was grief and that it would pass, but...
is he up there? I see a faint light at the high window.
At the uppermost floor, yes. The stairway is long and narrow.
I hear nothing but the wind and rain. Why is it silent, sister? You said Father needed my help.
He does.
You are still keeping something from me.
It's better if you see it for yourself.
Let's just go inside. I've had enough of being soaked to the skin.
And here I thought the rain rolled right off Sigmar's chosen. Help me with this chain. It will be easy to raise the gates with your strength put to the task.
I see you have adopted Father's disdain for the Stormcasts.
Not at all, sister. Just a little joke, or have you lost your humor, too? I'm sorry, Malaya. Now. Pull! There. The way is open. The Crucible is ahead. And Father.
Lead on, then, sister. I knew this place. It used to be a haven of light and learning. But now... now it's a cage of dark iron. I can't decide whether its grim appearance is designed to keep people out or something in.
If that is guilt at your absence, I hear, then it is well placed.
What? I returned as soon as I received your message. As soon as I was needed.
Look around. You were needed long before tonight. Our faith tells us that Sigmar was once a man from a time before. From the world that was. I once thought that preposterous. But how could he ever be anything other than our God King? But then I see the fallibility of his works. And I think then, how could Sigmar have been anything other than a man with all of a man's flaws and shortcomings?
Remember who you are, Galeda. Remember your chosen fate and whom you are speaking to.
I'm sorry, Malaya. If you knew, if you had seen, I wonder if you might feel differently.
Let us just reach Father. This place reeks of melancholia. And Malaya is gone. I am Malian now. Wait. That archway. I remember it. And the balcony it leads to.
It overlooks the southern reaches of the city outskirts. Here, take this. I don't think I've ever seen a darker night.
Is Copper Tor still there?
Aye, it is. The place where Arandin built his manse. Bronzehold was a symbol of order, a way to signify his victory over the Arcanites. I always thought it overly proud.
So did Father.
I thought you were sick of the rain, sister.
A little water never hurt anyone. I have to see it. Does it still stand?
Look for yourself. I'll stay back here and keep to the shadows and the dry if it's all the same to you, sister.
Silver moonlight breaks through the storm cloud. It always felt cooling, even before I was broken and remade against the anvil. The rain glitters like starlight. Such beauty.
even amidst all this darkness.
By the hammer, the manse! It is a fetid wound! A rotten stump squatting on the hill! Bronzehold is in ruins! How?
Godly wrath.
But after it fell, why was it not torn down?
None dared. Too afraid after what happened. Father and I never spoke of it, but rumor fed upon rumor, growing fat until giving rise to a curse. Real or imagined, it kept people away.
Blackened timbers. There is nothing but a hollow shell left open to the elements.
God, King! The judgment of lightning! It burns again, sister!
And here I thought that never happened in the same place twice. We are going to be late.
Aye, and Orandin will have to wait.
If she had been quicker saddling her horse, then...
She is here, riding alongside you, Galeda.
Enough! The manse is just ahead. And exercising a little patience will do Orandin some good. Eh, Malaya?
It will, Father.
I shall ride on ahead and let his servants know to prepare for our arrival.
She is as rigid as the God King's hammer.
She wishes to be somewhere else, Malaya. That's all. These feasts of Orandin's have more in kind with self-aggrandizement than honoring those who gave their lives to free us from tyranny.
Makes me remember Mother.
Aye, me too. And that's why we came, to honor her sacrifice and her memory. What's this? Your sister returns.
She looks pale. Is she all right?
I don't know. Come on! Here!
Something is wrong.
What is it? Speak, Galega. Are you injured?
I am fine. But Bronzehold, the servants, they're all dead. Murdered.
What? God, King. Orandin?
I saw no sign, but I did not stray beyond the outskirts of the manse.
That was wise, Galega. We must find out what has happened. All the damn days. Follow, both of you. But keep your eyes sharp and your weapons ready. Now, we ride! Yeah! I smell smoke and blood on the wind.
Are those the guards?
Sigmar's blood. They have been gutted and their entrails left for... We can't just leave them like that, to be eaten by those black-feathered devils.
We can't help them, Galeda. There will be others inside. They might need our help. Whoever has done this might still be here. And if we disturb the crows, then we give away our presence. Leave the horses here. We advance on foot.
Merciful Sigma. Oh, the smell of blood is stronger inside.
I can barely see anything in this darkness. Every window is shuttered, every curtain drawn.
I hear movement in the floor above us. Quiet now. Move swiftly. Behind me, daughter.
The door to the feast hall is ajar, Father. I can see. Oh. Oh, Sigma. They have been ripped to pieces and hung up like offal. We have to cut them down.
Not that way. Not yet. We can do nothing for them now. Look there. A stairway. Orandin's chambers are above. That's where the sound is coming from.
I don't hear anything.
Listen, Galeda.
I hear it.
Father, more of the dead. Cut open and left to rot. I can see a symbol carved into the flesh.
Don't look at it. Follow me, now, both of you.
Stay close.
They're all dead. Every one of them.
God, King, how many have been slain?
Not only murdered, sacrificed. Can you feel that? That susurration on the air. Can you taste it?
Like spoiled meat on my tongue.
Or turned milk.
It is the corruption of chaos. The veil has thinned here, and the realm infernal bleeds through. Sigmar, armor us. Shield our souls from ruin.
Azir Aeternum.
At the end of the hall, behind that door.
He coming to learn soon.
I recognize those words. That language. We cannot wait.
Road locked. It won't yield.
Seek her to Zon Sunai.
Galega, stand aside.
I cannot see his face. Is that?
Urandin.
By the Heldenhammer, blood paints the walls. Blood and viscera. His entire family.
He's killed them all. Sigmar, save us. It's a charnel house.
Get up off your knees, my lord. Rise and face us.
He rises. Father!
It's not him, Galeda. Your Sanctum Malleus, hold them close.
Do you really believe they will protect you? Is that what you believe?
Exilium Demonicum! By the light of Sigmar, I abjure thee!
Oh, would you take up arms against me, old friend? You seize the haft of that hammer tight enough to break it. Do you mean me harm, old friend?
You are no friend. You are not Urandin.
Do I not look as he does? Am I a pale simulacrum? Look to my eyes, old friend, and you'll see you know me after all.
Father, on the ceiling, a sigil drawn in blood, like a sickle bent around a fiery eye.
Don't look at it, Malaya. Avert your eyes.
Look upon my mark, the sigil of the changing god. Look into my eyes, old friend. How many years has it been?
Get away from him!
Gaida! Leave her, foul thing! Don't raise another finger against my daughters! I swear I'll end you, you bastard!
Then look. Friend, tell me what you see.
Your eyes. God King, one blue, one pink. No, it's not possible.
Look, I said.
A mark upon your skin, seared into the flesh like a branding iron.
His mark! But we banished him. You cannot...
Father?
Stay with your sister, Malaya. This is beyond... This is...
Say it.
Sigmar, armor me against perfidy. Lend me thy strength. I am thy hammer. I am thy... Thy...
Say it. Go on. Speak my... name.
Kreas!
The deceiver. His face is changing. Malformed and distended like a bird's skull.
It is my face, child. My true face, not this shell. Urandin has been such a gracious host, and I enjoyed his family very much. Especially, dear Vittoria. A man should know how to please his wife Wouldn't you say so, Vaneth? Silence! Oh, come now. I only took my due. It is my greatest regret that I could not lavish the same attention on Irena.
I will end you, Hellspawn.
I will end you!
Don't listen to him, Father. He is trying to get under your skin.
And such beautiful daughters, Gleda and Malaya. Why, they are the very image of her. Perhaps I can attend to them instead. Your hubris, old friend. I could snap your neck, you shit-eating rat, dangling like a puppet from my strings. Oh, so choleric. You'll choke on that anger if you're not careful, old friend. Oh, and what's this? The daughter steps forth to protect the father. Do you think that talismanic trinket will save him or you? How you brandish it so! Such belief!
Azir, Aeternum, Malleus Demonicum, Percutiat Malum! Azir, Aeternum, Malleus Demonicum, Percutiat Malum!
What do you think you're doing? What is this? Ah, you're a child! Oh, you have no power! Ah.
She has more than you know. By the light of the Heldenhammer, by the glory of his wrath, I cast you out.
No! No! You cannot! I will die! Vaneth, help me!
Victor Demonicum, I call forth the Tempest! By the God King Refulgent, I cast you out!
Vaneth, no! Vaneth, I am afraid! Please, help me! Oh, Sigma! Oh, God King! Vittoria! My sons! Mercy! Mercy! What have I done? The blood is on my...
You cannot have him! I want him! I want you! I will taste your flesh! I will!
Exilium Demonicum! Hell host, I abjure you! Changer, I abjure you!
You will not have him! Randin! No! He is mine!
Father! God King!
The lightning tore the manse apart. I've never seen anything so bright or destructive. It undid the bronze hold in one blow and turned it to ash and splinters. The ruin you see before you now.
I didn't know.
How could you have done? Don't blame yourself, sister.
Blame myself? Why would I blame myself?
It is time we saw Father. Then you'll know.
Will he be displeased to see me? Is that it? Am I unwelcome in his house? Are Sigmar's chosen unwelcome?
You eschewed your armor for a reason. I can only imagine that deep down you knew the presence of the Stormborn would be ill-received. Follow me. Father is inside.
These are his chambers. His chapel. What is this, Galeda? Explain yourself.
Please, sister. Please, just open the door.
No!
Takami Tazan Tsunoi.
God, King, have mercy! On his knees, just like Orandin. When you said he needed my help, I thought...
An exorcism? It is. Only it's his.
How long has he been like this?
The demon tongue began a few days ago. He has been fitful and catatonic for several days before that. And I found this.
A feather. Blue and pink barbs.
Not only that. See here, on the ground.
The sickle mark.
Carved into the wood with his fingernails.
Why is he not bound?
I'll be good. I promise.
Mercy, it has him. God, King, his body rises, levitating above the ground.
I've been waiting for you. Both of my daughters together.
I am not your daughter, filth.
Oh, but you will be. Just wait. I'll have you for my...
Malia Sacrosanct!
Blood of Sigmar. Is he... Did you...
I didn't come here to kill him. I merely subdued the demon within. Did you see his eyes?
The color of Dianthus. Kriath's eyes.
It is the first sign. That and the tongue of the demon.
You are much changed, sister. Fearless. Even without armor, you bear their robes. The sigil of the three-marked anvil.
It is the symbol of the chamber sacrosanct. I am sworn to it, and I'll use it to rid our father of this taint. But Kriath, again, he was banished. He was banished, sister. I saw it happen with my
own... I saw only light. Blinding, coruscating light. Whatever happened, it did not banish Kriath. It just destroyed the Bronzehold and took you from us.
But the God King's glory...
spared Kriath from his fate.
Then we must not fail again. There are three signs of demon possession. First, the tongue of the demon, the manifestation of its voice and language. Second is the touch of the demon, its marks and stigmata. And the last is the form of the demon, its very incarnation in bone and flesh. Beyond that, it's over. We have witnessed the first sign.
I know what the signs are.
Then you'll also know we need holy water and sanctified chains. We have to bind him and burn the ruin out of him.
We cannot. The holy water has been tainted.
What do you mean? This is a chapel to Sigmar.
Father compromised its purity with his own blood. I didn't realize what he was doing, what had befallen him until it was too late. And he smashed the chains. He broke every one.
Then fetch rope. I'll bless the water myself. We have little time. Tie them tight.
I know the work's sister. He will not move from this bed. We have not been idle these last 12 years.
No, just harboring a creature of ruin. I'm sorry, Galeda, I misspoke. He is still our father. I just...
And what about your mother? Have you already forgotten me?
God, King. What foulness is this now?
Untie me, daughter. The rope. It burns. These bonds... They are so tight.
Do not go to her, Galeda.
Mother? Is it you?
Stay away, Galeda.
I know my own mother's voice by Sigmar. She is speaking to us through Father.
She is not. That isn't her.
And how would you know, you dull-eyed wench? Sigmar's willing concubine. You disgust me.
Your goading won't work, Kreath. Your words have no power here.
You ungrateful little wretches! You mewling curs!
Shut her up!
Exilium demonicum, victor demonicum, azir aeternum.
I should have smothered you both at birth! Then your father and I could have been happy! I should have choked you!
Choke on this!
Do it again, sister! Drown the demon out! Do not relent!
Wait. Something in his eyes. Is that recognition?
Wait. We cannot wait. You have it, Bay. Use your strength, your faith. Cast it out!
I see. Father, is that you?
It's a trick.
His eyes. Determined. I see anguish there. He fights.
Then at least we have a chance, but only if you do not stop.
He's trying to speak. Tell me, Father, what is it? Such madness in his eyes, but they are no longer pink. Such fervor.
Sister, be wary.
I can't hear you, Father.
Don't get too close.
God, King, his entire body is racked by agony. He's still. Thank the God, King.
What is that in his mouth, sister?
I don't know. I'll try to... Merciful Sigma!
Another feather.
With blue and pink barbs.
My plumage. You'll have to do better than that if you want to save him.
Release him. Exilium demonicum. Release him. Victor demonicum. I said let him go!
What are you doing? That's your Sanctum Malleus, sister.
I know what it is. It's my tether to the path, and it'll hold him around the ankles. It'll also burn unholy flesh. Bring the water I blessed in that silver ewer, sister. Exilium demonicum. Victor demonicum.
I'm sorry. It slipped my grasp. What have I done?
Are you hurt?
Only my pride. It only took a glance for the demon to unnerve me. I don't think I can help you, sister. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Galeda. I have Sigmar by my side. There is a little water left in my canteen. I'll put it to good use. Exilium demonicum. Victor demonicum.
The mark of the demon. It appears in his flesh. The sickle of Kreath.
Exilium demonicum. Victor demonicum.
Take army to Zan Sunoi.
Exilium demonicum. Victor demonicum.
Take army to Zan Sunoi.
Exilium demonicum.
stave in your hand?
A gift from the God King, manifest by my will. Sister, you're injured.
I'm fine. See to that thing.
The blow I just struck, it will keep him at bay. Let me see your neck.
I am fine. Finish it. There have been two signs. The tongue of the demon, the touch of the demon. You know the third and what it means for him.
You're right. We cannot fail again. You won't slip from your bonds a second time. You won't... Father's ring. I had almost forgotten he wore it. Forged from sanctified silver. It's an anathema to demons. Blessed by the Theogonist herself.
What does that matter? Finish the ritual and part the demon from his soul.
I saw something in his eyes, imploring. He was looking at something, urging me to see it too.
Another trick! Don't fall for it, sister. Kriath wants us to fall to confusion. The longer Father is forced to endure, the deeper the hooks will go. Have faith, sister. Free him.
He was looking at you, Galeda.
I am his daughter.
As am I.
I am the one he recognizes.
He recognized me, too. Tried to say my name to reach me.
I don't understand, Malaya. Every moment...
Malian! I am of the God King now. His will, my will. His strength, my strength. His sight, my sight.
This is gibberish, sister! Doggerel! Father needs you to save him! To free him!
His eyes were pink, Galeda.
Like Dianthus. Yes, we've spoken of this already.
And as I look at them, I notice yours are blue.
They have always been blue.
I have lost some of what I once was, but I remember my beloved sister's eyes. They were green.
You must be mistaken.
Why do you not have your sanctum, Malleus?
It is at Mother's shrine. You said so yourself.
Untended. Forgotten. Almost like a grave marker itself.
You are talking in riddles, Malaya. The demon has infected your mind.
Malian. I am Malian, and ruin cannot hide from me. Show me your neck, sister. And your hands. I can see the burns of your fingertips. The holy water touched your skin when you threw it down, didn't it?
Oh, dear. You are so very, very wise, sister.
Kriath, you have subsumed her. My poor sister, Galeda, is
dead, and my vessel, or at least very close to death. You cannot reach her now. The hooks I have in her, they go so deep.
How?
I am split, caught between two bodies.
You won't escape judgment a third time.
I already have. He's weak enough now. Not even a man like Vaneth Shrive can resist the will of one of the God Kings chosen for long.
He was imprisoning you. Preventing the disparate halves of your essence from realigning. That's it, isn't it? That's what I saw in my father's eyes. He was holding you within his body in spite of the tortures.
You really are very clever, sister. But too late. I'll take what's mine now.
The third sign. The demon's form. Behold my true aspect.
I abjure thee, demon. I deny thee. You have no claim of this realm. Heldenhammer!
Such power, your are petty. God bequeaths you. Do you think that shiny armor your craven god has just now clad you in will protect you? And she rises. It is nothing. Your weakling thunder. A child's tantrum. Witness true godhood. Stormborn.
Your foul sorcery cannot touch me, creature. I am the storm. I am wrath and thunder. I am lightning. Hazir! Did you not think, filth, that it was my intent to draw you out?
It doesn't matter. Your soul shall make a ready feast, regardless.
Tempestus!
We must be sure. Azarine!
Naught but ash and a wisp of smoke.
Father, lean on me.
Oh, let me go. I don't need your help.
Please, Father. I am here. I came for you.
I said I don't need your help. You've done your duty. Leave me alone.
I don't understand.
12 years ago, I lost my daughter. I don't know who you are. For a moment, in my delirium as I fought the creature, I thought you were she. But that's impossible. She is gone. You merely have her face. And it's barely more human than those damn masks you all wear. And why? To become the effigy of Sigmar. To portray his indomitable will. To hide your pain, your very humanity. The lightning that took her. That took my beloved Malaya. The lightning. It killed her. Alea. She died that night. I am ashamed to confess that, in my grief, a piece of Kreath slipped in. It waited a long time to show itself, but it did, as all things of chaos always will. She returned shortly after, and I was not strong enough to stop it. You must know the rest.
Father, I did not know. How could I have known? Did you think I had a choice? The God King calls and we must answer. Is that not what you always said to us?
The past is long dead, buried and turned to dust beneath the earth.
Please!
Please what? Please embrace you as my daughter. Please forget the grief of the last 12 years. Please forgive him for taking everything from me. I cannot. I cannot. You, your very presence, it only reminds me of that pain.
But I have only just found you again.
How can I, Malaya? Are you even her anymore?
I am still your daughter. But I will not beg. I have seen your lands. They are plagued. The air is rife with woe. I won't allow it to remain this way.
I am the protector of the Iron Fastness. I am its warden.
Then you have failed in that duty. Let me help you, Father. You have been alone for too long. Perhaps my coming... Perhaps it is a sign from Sigmar.
I have long stopped believing in the God King's providence.
You don't have to believe. You only have to fight. Stand by my side. Cleanse the taint from these lands. Bring back the light. Kreath is gone for good this time, but evil has not. It lurks still. It lingers in shadows. Cast it out with me.
I still serve the Iron Fastness. I have not reneged on my oaths. Hold no hope in this, daughter. This is not forgiveness. This is not healing for either of us. The wound is too deep, too raw.
I hold nothing for myself, if that is your will.
It is. It has to be.
Then take up the hammer. There is much work to do.
For Irena, for Galeda, for Malaya.
For Sigmar!
So long. Please forgive me for what I must do.
You will carry her hammer.
And Galeda's Sanctum Malleus. You disapprove.
I think you honor them. They are not here, bound in the earth. They are within.
You meant what you said. That you would help me purge the Iron Fastness of corruption.
I did.
And then return to the God King and leave me in peace?
I will.
I have wallowed in darkness too long. That village to the north there, do you see it?
Yes.
It's called Cogmere. And those lights, do you see them too?
I see them.
Will-o'-the-wisps, some call them. Marsh lights.
But we know what they truly are, don't we? We know what causes lights like that.
The Night Haunt.
The Night Haunt. And that's where we'll begin.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.